8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699. You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
Tonight, we'll take a look at the music industry and try to see what happened.
I don't know why you're looking for it.
Getting the record on the radio.
That's the title of the big tune.
And it goes like this.
Some promotion men from big record companies use a variety of illegal approaches to get radio play for their records.
Please, whatever job he takes, make sure it's something quiet.
Pop music is not just an ordinary business. With the listeners mean revenues. That best-selling record albums.
It's run by very organized people. Very organized. An amateur like you can't go up against professionals.
But the qualities ethics, you know.
Hey, come on.
You're not serious.
There is no professional ethics.
Because huge amounts of money are at stake.
The question is, how far will they go to achieve their objective?
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, again, and again.
On the radio.
On the air. Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
On the air.
Top 30. Top 20. Or even fewer.
Record business is a business of big winners.
The story begins with
a hit single and a hit album and get them on TV.
The vicious game.
Paying them anything, anybody at a radio station, to get a record play.
Run by very organized people. Very organized.
It isn't fair.
Drugs used to get a record played on the radio.
Did you see that kind of thing?
Be bad, be naughty, say it, do it.
Formula for success, getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, again, and again.
You understand that?
On the air. Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
On the air.
Top 30.
You can't f*** with these things.
I know I can't, but I did.
It also brings us to the end of the first part. Whatever you do, stay tuned for part two, because it's going to be more than exciting.
Turn on the radio.
But there's no evidence of that, you say. There must be other explanations.
You're in shock. Trust me.
You've got no right to say that.
Got a big one, and there are very few. But when you catch a hit, when you catch a big winner, the earnings are incredible.
Getting the record on the radio.
Play it again, again, and again.
Fight hard to get their records on the air.
Play it again, again, and again.
Now here again,
getting the record on the radio.
Play
it again, again, and again.
Fight hard to get their records on the air.
Records on the air.
It's played again.
The same thing over and over and over again.
On the air.
Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
On the air.
Top 30. Top 20.
Well, congratulations.
I just killed your f***ing radio.
Normal programs will be interrupted to give later on the spot reports if they are received. Meanwhile, we go back to our scheduled program.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in Acre, and this week on the Radio Art Hour, we have sounds and stories and radio art from Tetsuya Kagawa, Wax Taylor, Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friz and Glenn Gear, Lily Tomlin, Chris Brooks, and Gustavo Matamoros. The show began with a brief clip of Japanese radio artist, activist, and pirate Tetsuya Kagawa. And then we heard Wax Taylor's On the Air about Radio Payola. That was Natural Radio from Canadian radio artist Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friz, and Glenn Gear from their 2014 album Somewhere a Voice is Calling. Next, we're going to hear from Lily Tomlin, who back in the 1970s was known for her telephone operator character that still resonates today. Hear how the main joke that the corporations can surveil citizens better than the government may still be true today.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument. Yes. Yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me. Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too. After all, turnabout is fair play. Yes, it does sound perverted. Now then. Mr. Hoover, I have a find that you and your agents have indulged in the illegal and unfair practice of wiretapping. Wiretapping. Oh, Mr. Hoover, listening to other people's conversations. Oh, how do I know? From listening to your calls, that's how I know. Oh, no. Mr. Hoover, don't be rude. I'll make a loud noise into my mouthpiece and perhaps deafen you for life. Now, Mr. Hoover, may I ask, do you have a telephone directory handy? Good. Let us turn to page VIII and recite in unison. It is a crime under both federal and state law to use a telephone for annoying or harassing purposes, or to knowingly permit a phone under one's control to be used for such purposes. This includes calls in which the caller remains silent, etc., 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 etc. Oh, you do know the law, Mr. Hoover. Now, Jedgar, listen, is there anybody at your place listening in? Everybody, good. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty. There's absolutely no reason for your people to skulk about, electronically speaking. You can get all the information you need from us. Probably a lot more accurately, too. Good. Good, then we will be in touch. Oh, and Mr. Hoover, before you go, I must tell you how much I admire your vacuum cleaner. Hello? Mr. Hoover? Well, why do you suppose he got so huffy? I was just being complimentary. Everybody knows there's nothing like a Hoover when you're dealing with dirt.
That was Lily Tomlin with the FBI from her record, This Is a Recording. That was Lily Tomlin on the Radio Art Hour. And next we hear The Moratorium by Chris Brooks, a radio art story of the fishing industry in Newfoundland in 1992. Brooks created this radio piece in collaboration with a dancer. And you can hear the rhythm and repetition and three-part structure.
I don't know which way I would begin to describe myself. Well, I like to think that I'm not the average one of the mill, you know. I'm with me on the other side of the spectrum, for that matter, you know. I guess I got two characteristics. I can speak serious on any serious thing. I like global conflicts and happens like that. But then if I'm in casual talk, you know, and even if I'm in a funeral home, I can lighten it up by telling jokes. Just half around with the bereaved and what have you, and just throwing a few jokes, you know. But looking around me, I can grasp what any given educated man be saying. I can get it, and I can analyze it. And it's not very often I'm wrong, what he's saying. It boils down to just a lot of rhetoric, and rhetoric alone, you know.
Our scientists advise that with a moratorium on northern cod for 2 years, the size of the stock should increase significantly, and the spawning stock should no longer be at dangerously low levels.
I mean, the whole thing is just astounding, you know. You got a pair of good for the media and what have you, and promotion, you know. But something they're lacking in skills as to how to talk to people.
In short, if there is a 2-year moratorium, we should be able to begin safely the fishery for northern cod inshore in 1994 and have made a strong start in rebuilding that stock.
For instance, if they're talking to people and they want to get the next sentence, they'll say, Even learned that lawyers will say that while he's thinking. But if he repeats his former sentence, he knows what he's going to say, then he can formulate his next thought and come on with it, you know.
We should be able to begin safely the fishery for northern cod inshore in 1994.
So hence you got no like dead air like you hear on a radio station. Because he's not on and am and wait for the next words to say it, you know.
That rebuilding is critical for the future of the fishing industry that relies on northern cod, especially the traditional inshore fixed gear fishery. For all of those reasons, and to safeguard the northern cod as a species.
That is lacking in a lot of our speakers, you know, like. We got wonderful politicians, you know, if they're talking just on the street to an ordinary guy. But they get up before a rotary, I've been listening to them, you don't come over. They haven't got no rightful presentation, and they just can't get across to the audience.
I've decided that effective at midnight tonight,
they might be good businessmen in their field.
There will be a moratorium on harvesting of northern cod.
Yeah, right.
Especially the traditional inshore fixed gear fishery.
But, see, there you go. As for that part.
Until the spring of 1994.
For to listen to what's been saying.
The spring of 1994.
I'm slightly lacking.
Codfish.
Cod.
Cod. Flounder.
Grayson.
Codfish. Fish. 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 Codfish. Flounder.
We got the crab and scallop and fish. We got the turbot. We don't allow
fish.
We got the crab and scallop. We got the turfit. We don't laugh. We got the crab and scallop. We got the turfit. We don't laugh. The best of the fishing I used to like was the trout. We got the crab and the scallop. We don't laugh. I'm not on the hooks, you know. One after the other, and look down and see it. Coming up wide. That was great. We got the crab and the scallop. We don't laugh. To me, it was nothing like it. There's no life like it to me. You don't care what anybody say. But you had that in mind for it. We had to turf it. We don't laugh. You know, it's no good you being out there and thinking you might be somewhere else. Your mind had to be there. We had to crab and scallop. We don't laugh. If you had 12 lines of gear, you had 1,000 hooks a night, a day. We had to turf it. We don't laugh. When you come in, you had 2 lines of that, 100 feet of that, snarl up. You had to get the hooks off of that, put them back on, and bait that up and be ready for the morning. We got the crab and scallop. We don't laugh. We used to get up 3, and we happened in there till 1 in the morning. Go home and gone again 3. That depends on the hickles and snares and what time you get, you know, in the evening and everything, you know. We got the turf it. We don't laugh. That didn't bother us, did it? That was life. We had the crab and scallop. We don't laugh. Couldn't get no better life, right? I don't care what anybody says. We had the turf it. We don't laugh. To me, it was the only life I loved in there. We had the crab and scallop. Turf it. We don't laugh. I put my heart and soul into it.
There seemed to be a lot of fish then. You know, there was something compared to now.
That wharf down there in that building, that was the... A very small little community it is, but that was the centre of it, right?
There was, I mean, compared to now.
Just the same as, you know, a painting or the night sky or something would be beautiful to a visual artist. These fish lying in the boat were beautiful to him.
There seemed to be a lot of fish then.
Oh, that's just gone. I mean, it's a big change. Big change.
His father was a fisherman, his father before him.
You know, you get fishing 3 and 4 feet long sometimes in your trap, right?
Beautiful to him.
Compared to now.
Big change.
Fishing's not a job. I know lots of people have said that. It's not a job. It's a style of life.
But for me to go anywhere else and get a job. Oh, God, as soon as the sun is shining, you want to be out and your mind will be on the water and, you know, what you would be doing. Not what you're doing, but what you would be doing.
But for me to go anywhere else.
But for me to go anywhere else. But for me to go anywhere else. Your mind would be on the water.
Just the same as, you know, a painting.
The sun is shining, you want to be out.
He loved catching the fish. They were beautiful to him.
All he wants is a couple of hours for that fog to lift. Right? And you're gone. You're gone. You're going to get blown in your face and you know, the sprays are coming back at you.
Just the same as, you know, a painting.
But for me to go anywhere else and get a job.
I mean, it's a big change.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Big change.
Inshore in 1994. Especially the traditional inshore fishery. That rebuilding is critical for the future of the fishing industry that relies on northern cod.
Even if I'm in a funeral home.
For all of those reasons,
just half around with the bereave and what have you.
And to safeguard the northern cod as a species, I've decided that effective at midnight tonight, there will be a moratorium on harvesting of northern cod.
Just throwing a few jokes, you know, there.
That's the motto I have at the bottom now.
Until the spring of 1994.
Jokes. You know.
That was Chris Brooks with The Moratorium about the fishing industry in Newfoundland in 1992. We conclude the Radio Art Hour today with Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros. It was commissioned by New American Radio Art. The work is a sound portrait based on snapshots of living room environments that include a radio as an active sound element. The first layer of the work is made up of these recordings. The second layer is constructed from a selection of the same sounds, but manipulated and processed by computer. The third layer, representing the interpretive stage of the work, includes a text developed in collaboration with writer Robert Gregory. Here is Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros on the Radio Art Hour.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros. Thank you for listening.
From the diary of Thomas Alva Edison, My deafness did not prevent me from hearing a telegraph instrument. When I was as near to it as an operator always must be. From the start, I found that deafness was an advantage to a telegrapher. While I could hear unerringly the loud ticking of the instrument, I could not hear other and perhaps distracting sounds.
It may be said
that I was shut off from that particular kind of social intercourse, which is small talk. I'm glad of it. I couldn't hear, for instance, the conversations at the dinner tables of the boarding houses and hotels where, after I became a telegrapher, I took my meals. Freedom from such talk gave me an opportunity to think out my problems. I have no doubt that my nerves are stronger and better today than they would have been if I had heard all the foolish conversation and other meaningless sounds that normal people hear. The things that I needed to hear, I have heard. To me, when I go over there from Orange, New York seems rather a quiet place. Not even that city is a strain upon my nerves. Most nerve strain of our modern life, I fancy, comes to us through our ears. People with good hearing have become so accustomed to the uproar of civilization that uproar has become necessary to their lives. A man talking to the shop multiplies the volume of his voice by four or five times and yet finds it difficult to make a man of normal hearing understand.
But I can hear talk in such places with such difficulty. When I traveled much between New York and Orange on suburban trains, while the train was running at full speed and roaring at its loudest, I would hear women telling secrets to one another, taking advantage of the noise.
I cannot conceive of such a thing as a spirit. Imagine something that has no weight, no material form, no mass, no word. Imagine nothing. I cannot be a party to the belief that spirits exist and can be seen under certain circumstances and can be made to tilt tables and wrap chairs and do other things of a similar and unimportant nature. The whole thing is so absurd. I have been thinking for some time of a machine or apparatus which could be operated by personalities which have passed on to another existence or sphere.
Now follow me carefully.
I don't claim our personalities pass on to another existence or sphere. I don't claim anything because I don't know anything about the subject. For that matter, no human being knows. But I do claim that it is possible to construct an apparatus which will be so delicate that if there are personalities in another existence or sphere who wish to get in touch with us in this existence, this apparatus will at least give them a better opportunity to express themselves than the tilting tables and wraps and Ouija boards and mediums and the other crude methods now purported to be the only means of communication.
In truth, it is the crudeness of the present methods
that makes me doubt the authenticity of reported communications with deceased persons. Why should personalities in another existence or sphere waste their time working a little triangular piece of wood over a board with certain lettering on it?
I believe that if we are to make any real progress
in psychic investigation, we must do it with scientific apparatus and in a scientific manner. Now, what I propose to do is to furnish psychic investigators with an apparatus which will give a scientific aspect to their work. This apparatus, let me explain, is in the nature of a valve, so to speak. That is to say, the slightest conceivable effort is made to exert many times its initial power for indicative purposes. It is similar to a modern powerhouse, where a man with his relatively puny 1/8 horsepower turns a valve which starts a 50,000 horsepower steam turbine. My apparatus is along those lines, and the slightest effort which intercepts will be magnified many times, so to give us whatever form of record we desire for the purpose of investigation. Beyond that, I don't care to say anything further. In the evening, went out on the seawall. Noticed a strange phosphorescent light in the west. Probably caused by a baby moon just going down Chinaward. Thought at first the aurora borealis had moved out west. Went to bed early. Dreamed of a demon with eyes 400 feet apart. or a sleeping dog with sweet water.
The hunger scatters all sway and desire the ranks
and rifts of modern birds.
Inside the mind, there's a constant
radio. Do you speak radio?
It holds
inside the mind, it's dry and braced all day.
Entangled
in the spirit of expression, it's dry and braced all day.
But all of the 23 gods and spirits have been gathered
all day.
And certain when necessary, but all of the 23 gods
shaped his course to be clear with the reserve has necessary
close by his weapon.
Use large blue
syllables
his reserve
has
close.
He carries a sharpened half hour
and craves incessant pilgrimage
to those of ripe age.
He carries a sharpened half hour and craves
what they call the pilgrimage.
Object that glows
of
dark
age,
like great shapes
and
tongues,
sweetly.
The damaged angel,
what they call the dogwood tree.
Object that glows
all swaying
like branches
and rifts
of mocking
birds.
Do you speak radio?
How do you say?
All swaying,
entangled in
the spirit
of oppression,
the water,
wood, and meat,
walls and windows.
Do you speak radio?
Course to be clear with
how
the
do you
world.
Say?
Winds rebuke the breezes were soft.
Asleep in the waves.
A white object.
They discovered new islands
by following
the flight of birds.
The
weather was heavy.
And
the weather had cleared.
The weather had cleared.
The nights were moss.
The wind was light.
At dawn,
the nights were mild.
A very
lovely
river.
At dawn, the wind fell.
Beautiful mountains.
A very lovely river.
Her slain
and
wild
beautiful mountains.
He shaped his course.
Her slain
and
wild
amaranth.
And dog that never barked.
The fishermen all ran away.
Mountains.
And dog that never barked.
Mountains.
The ragged
islands. More lovely and clear.
The ragged islands.
The breezes were soft.
Philosophers
sleep in the waves.
Say many
white
things.
Object. They discovered
oh,
new islands by
for
following the flight of birds.
There were some people.
The weather was heavy.
Philosophers say
they fled.
When the weather
anything.
Had cleared, the
up
wind
to the
was
hour
light.
Of vespers, but then,
where are these islands example. Now?
At dawn, the wind
and
fell.
The houses
were very
there were some
rule.
They found no one.
Flight of mountains.
Forests of
up
heavy
to the hour of
wild
amaranth.
Cruising with a fat man again.
The fishermen all
the
ran away.
I don't want to be the only dog
without
shadows, he said. How do
mountains
you say?
More
a boy goes by
clear.
With bread shaped like a baby. Another comes
islands.
Along with a dirty rope for a game.
Philosophers say
a pig and a grandmother dead on the road.
Ojo con
a daughter
radio, for example.
Is like a mountain without rain.
There were
summer
some
enemy, the bad one, the old people say. The moon rides a big night animal just above the trees. It's very late. The crows are fast asleep. And the mockingbirds as well.
Up to the hour of vespers, but then where
the
are these
trees
islands now,
too?
And the houses,
the
they found
chestnuts.
No one. Forests of heaven.
Leaves,
imagine
the
fat
their spurs,
I don't want to be the only place.
Or an abandoned
shadows,
house full of
said.
Dirt.
How do you say, a boy goes by with bread shaped like a baby.
Disaster gives a kiss to
found
the
no
manager.
For a game,
she was as white as
his grandmother
was dead
on
the road.
The
wind comes on
like
until
the
thunder.
Don't
want to
see
red
on
the
battles
of
the shadows.
Say,
the moon rides a big
wall
of green.
He said, far
in
the
joy,
death
and
red thing.
He
said, he keeps
the crows,
my ex and wife,
and
joining the radio
says,
inside the giant's stooping lady.
Bad answer,
bread and crazy hopes
like
an outright
abandoned house. Dirt, clear wine.
She's a dish drying slowly all evening.
Disaster
touches
gives
a breeze
kiss to the
on a rack
manager.
In the kitchen
she
window.
Was as white as
green elements of love. Don't bother.
The wind comes
in triple
the
order
thing.
Of milk, roses, wet pavement.
Come on, come on, come
some
on.
Goes to the secret person.
That
one
that's
a pleasant whisper
said,
going.
Red thing said,
the moon rides,
salt,
it is
my
animal's wine joining
above
the wild
says,
grass.
Inside the giant's sleeping lady.
And she manifests in Massachusetts rain, which, when red,
the trees
drying slowly alive,
the touch of the breezes
she didn't care
for the kitchen window where
the smell of old sad apples and flies inside a hot car and herbal medicines and stale meat, gingerbread, sperm, and
disaster
could just kiss presents
and
tunes.
Salt
and candles,
grass, wild grass.
Wonderful care will be given.
The wind comes
rain,
into the
wind,
which
she stays
alive,
inside,
she come
care
for,
come where
on.
She always
smell
flies,
old, sad apples,
and circles,
flies inside a hot car,
herbal like the planet,
stale
meat,
gingerbread,
and
said
he
keeps
my
handkerchief,
and grass,
and
joints,
and candles,
the radio.
Wonderful care will be given
inside the
giant stays
inside,
where she always
flies,
and circles,
and crazy
hopes.
She's quiet.
Sure she is. Clarinets.
Clarinets.
She's in inspecting spectacles for sale. Pawnbroker's window blurred by dust. Pawnbroker's
imperfections in the glass.
Tuscaloosa, 1832. Broken shifts for common glass.
Elements of love don't bother.
It was appeared as easily. You might begin a tailor or a farmer's boy.
Pavement.
Broken shins up with sad, bloody trousers lost in a fight for some island
full of serpents, bears, and wild people,
as wild as you,
manifests and
but unable to make their noises.
When red,
or a servant for life to some dull and evil-minded old body in
smell of old
fresh
sad
country,
apples and places
lies
inside a hot car.
Didn't even have their real names yet. Or member of a gang in a wild and trashy city where no one knows you by your old name and country. Where there were mockingbirds also just as here. There are forms of worship still
in the blue jays inside.
And people sleeping inside boxes and glittering white ships.
Where she always flies and
survives. Things you see,
delirious clarinets,
brown hand,
and
sad, small red bird, dreamy eye,
lost
in a fight mass,
spindle legged horses,
broken
ship
shaking hands,
common man whose body is missing
some dolphins,
not able to make
birds fly fast and pain
and silence,
light up in
sad,
who makes a curious ritual gesture with her left hand,
brushes
and bright green boat, moves
past
motionless beings,
but unable to make
happy chance,
or a servant,
naked athletes,
dull and
tiles,
or
shy. A lady who seems to be daydreaming while behind her coach.
Eurynomus,
a demon of Hades, dances with a
trash
woman
near
a bright blue tree.
Tell me
the prayer, just as scares
you.
And sing me the song you sing after.
Inside boxes
and huge glittering white ships. And things you see for no reason. A brown hand, a small red bird with a dreamy eye, a god, and a wolf's head mask. Spindle-legged horses. Remember the time.
A woman shaking hands with a man whose body is missing.
A brown hand.
Dolphins are
leaping.
Bird
birds fly past and
god.
A famous collection of grass.
Spindle-legged
horses makes a curious
a
ritual
gesture
with
that man
at the keyboard.
Young angel and her shadow
on
the
birds fly past. And
naked
secret
word
laws.
A
dancing girl
makes
a curious ritual gesture.
A lady who
seems to be
daydreaming.
A bright
drinking
needle
wine.
Saxophones.
Dancing
girls
who sing.
Ice
voices
at times.
Clean idea,
in
slanted country
song,
while behind her
couch.
The
radio
said,
Eurynomos,
a demon
of
Hades, remember
the dances
time,
with a painted woman,
the famous
collection
tree,
of grass,
tell me
the prayer,
scatter baby,
singing
the
song,
you sing
after
young
the radio
angel,
said,
and her
shadow,
remember
the time,
bricks,
the famous collection of grass.
Is hard to grasp and gleaming like a shack full of cats, all wakeful and dictionary,
and
just a piece of tin inside his brain.
That
how do you say in radio?
At the keyboard,
a piece of tin
young angel
inside his brain. Remember,
word
people with nails in their heads,
then
a spirit inside a tree, a history of smells, a man
at ice
sparrows,
family,
grunge,
saxophones,
and courtship, flavored like a dog from Memphis, for example. Even this old rat-like forest of do-right gets a late taste of grin.
Someone's
out whistling for that fan.
Come
home,
down.
Dangling bacon,
all wakeful
with the nasty late-night sweat all over it. On the river of breath, there's a thing like music, like the music
brain
of someone walking home after midnight down the middle of a wet, empty street in the city where the voices wander, where the voices collect, where they chase each other.
We were drinking
heated
wine,
like cats
and
chase mockingbirds,
sang in
ice cream
voices
in the houses.
This clean idea
in
the
slain
dreams,
hard to grasp,
with nails
in
their
heads,
tracks
of
cats,
reiterated
voices,
smells,
a piece of tin
inside his
brain.
How do you
say
in
radio?
That was what the old
man
longed to hear.
Members,
for
example,
with
nails
sailing
out
across
the
empty
thread
like
feathers
and chains,
against
a reiteration
of
wind.
Correct me
if
I'm
someone's
wrong.
Someone's
atlas
rage
and
sweet
aversion
for
the
secret
names of
his
tongue's
old
rat-like
forest and
top like
gets a late
sweat
all
over
the wind.
Someone's
out
whistling
on the river of
the river
of breath.
There's
a
dangling
bacon.
The
one that
floats beneath
the
vault of
the
ribs.
In the river of breath,
there's
a thing
like
music,
like
the music
of
someone walking
home after midnight,
where the
voices
wander,
down
the
middle
of
a wet,
empty
street,
and
where they
chase
each other.
Wander,
where
the
voices
collect,
where
they
chase
each other
like
cats
chase
mockingbirds. like cats chase mockingbirds, and where? The house is filled with there may be
things that look like beings,
trapped animals in the house with lines and circles.
That was what the old man
dog-headed man in ecstasy looking out across boundaries
that was in the slow river.
All the difficult
sailing
things
out across
of this
the world will
lie down
and
they'll change
into
ships
with
white sails.
So he told the others,
going down to Moby Street where there are no witches now, although there were in 1839,
one her name was Alaria,
and she was like a white oak stripped of bark and left to wither, except she did not wither.
She wandered the city as a small fat animal on a shambling walk,
animals
dragging her snaky tail
through the
sea, so whispery and itchy,
so like the ghosts of those sailing ships
in this slow breaking
with gods and
all the difficult things of this world,
and red bodies of demons and crows go past her. Amused at her movements and motions. But she doesn't care.
We'll lie down
in this
slow
rain. It's raining.
All the difficult
she's crawling
things
in a flooded vein
with white sails.
She's
lie
listening.
Down and will change. So to show the
information being his
sails.
Business as it
going down.
My friend old Mr. Love,
he
saw a red-eyed kind of dog inside his dream. He later saw that same or a similar animal.
One, her name
at the edge
Althea.
Of a stand of sweet gum trees and briars.
And she was like a white oak.
Like a wolf with his wife
bark.
And children
left.
Near Tall Woman River. All of them, the color of dead trees.
So he told the others.
Except that none wolves.
She did not
go
down
the Moby.
She wandered the city as a star.
That reminded him
of
his dream,
or
so he says.
Dragging her snaky tail.
Well, philosophers
so
say a nocturnal sense.
Like a ghost of sailing ship.
Not able to sleep on a long night because burned
bodies
listen
as
things go
past her.
The phone rings in the building across the alley until someone coughs.
So whispering,
it's raining.
Somewhere
nearby,
she's
a woman is crying.
She's
been shouting before. Turn something,
and
then turn yourself
information
with it.
Being his business,
dragons hide inside
the
water.
Old Mr. Love, he
what
saw
shape
a
single one of us is often
dreaming
and turned round about like
later
a
saw that same or a similar animal at the edge of a stand
a little space
of sweet
after
gum trees
the mouth
briars.
Of the beast is very soft. Burning
like
water
a wolf.
Someday soon.
With
the
his
dogs.
Wife and children.
She'll keep silence. A man may be in a dark place, philosophers say. Listen.
It's near
tall
woman crawling in a flooded vein.
A bunch of dead trees.
Information
of
being his business.
Not wolves.
An elephant
still love.
Dry
that
and
find a
shine.
His dream dog
that's
in the
oil.
He later
men
saw some of
say
a nocturnal sand
heart
at the edge of a stand.
Not able to sleep
on a
long
night
birds.
Burning
the
eye
like
of a
wolf with
his
wife and children. Near
phone rings
of building.
All of them
the color of
the active generation
wolves.
Not to harden
somewhere nearby. Well,
that reminds
all Greek
shouting
to fast
devils.
A thing to
remember
someday
and
not to
mix
yourself
alone.
Not able to sleep on a long
it
night.
It stirs up
the side
inside
the deep
water.
What
shapes
good.
A single
one of us is
often
crashing
and dreaming and turns
around
about like
a shadowy
whore.
Turns
a little space
after
himself.
Being
restless.
The mouth of the beast is very
soft. Information about
burning water
program.
Someday soon.
The dogs shall keep silence.
Dragons hide inside deep water.
Or
a big shapes
doll.
A single
the
one
rest.
Of us is often dreaming and
turning
around about like
a driveway.
A
shadow
space
man
after
the
exam.
Maybe
in
a dark place.
Would like to be able to burn
water.
No more ordinary breathing. Early morning heat
and
sand.
Singers
and dark light
in
that
cells
off.
With
shining color.
Singers and
wenches.
It
cannot
dry
out
in
shadow.
Horse or elephant.
It is good against enemies, madness,
beasts,
chiders, and
brawling
shapes.
Of a
cruel
man,
birds.
Invasion
of
fantasy,
of
it gives understanding.
Barrels
drives away
one's
enemy.
The
forgetful
sickness.
And
heart.
The act a black stone is good
against
wrath.
It puts back devils.
A thing that burns the hand and makes the heart begin to tremble.
It stirs up a sorrow.
It is good against passion and blindness.
It nourishes, philosophers say.
Being restless, please send me information about your program. or a baby doll that rests on a glittering surface of driveway.
Marvelous shadows, for example, would like to be able to speak.
A stone with the colors
no more ordinary breathing.
Heels.
Early morning heat.
All green splendor.
Melancholy.
It cannot be broken.
And it
is good against
and
the
sadness makes the heart
chide
trembled
brawlers.
Cruel men
stirs
a stone in
broken
fantasy.
It or strangers.
Standing.
Barrel
is
walk
safe
and
sure.
Against
the
ash
of the
stones
is
cool
as
blindness.
A marvelous
the inward heats
a stone away
the
spot
of
heaven.
Cures
it
melancholy,
heals.
Philosophers say,
and it comforts and saves.
If the stone be broken,
where
strangers can walk safe and sure,
it
mitigates all discords,
it
cools the inward heats,
it
puts away the spot.
It
heals,
it
shuts the powers up in smoke,
as
a cloud,
as
blood.
Philosophers
say,
it
shuts
the powers
up in smoke,
as
a cloud,
as
blood.
Or a
baby if
the
heart
of the
beast
is
eaten,
still
trembles.
Hermes
says
in
his book,
it gives understanding.
Would like to
give
understanding.
Of
this
no more
ordinary
in
vain.
Early
morning
heat rose,
and
the
clouds
across
the
windowsill.
Shining
color
to be
sure,
from all
fear
and
fantasy.
When
the
swallows
make
their
nests,
when
the
swallows
mouth
their nests,
a little space
after
comes
trouble.
Gives
understanding.
An
herb
that
makes
the
dogs
keep
silent.
Brought
into
a
fever,
his eyes
and
his
mouth
in
the earth.
The
black
stone
is
good.
The
house
is full
of serpents,
mustard
seeds,
stone,
with
the colors
of
heaven,
devil,
and
cure
is
melancholy,
asphodel,
say,
and
comfort,
passions,
and
griefs
of
the heart.
I will,
if
the
stone
be
broken,
or
strangers,
philosophers
say,
a
man
with
a dog's
heart,
right
wing
of a corby,
puts away
the
spot,
red leaf
from
any strong and
spreading
thing.
It
suffers
and
shuts
the powers
of
the
smoke
of
asphodel.
The
passions
and
griefs
of
the
heart
I
come
as a
cloud.
As
philosophers
say,
a
man
with
the
heart
of the
beast
is
whatever
is said
of
the
day,
they
say,
strong,
gives
understanding.
The
eye
of
say,
every
hour
of
this
night,
whatever
is said
is the
mistletoe
and
rose.
Bay
leaf,
every hour
of
birds
inside
the
ratio
from
all
fields,
and
the radio,
and tiny
spirits
entrusted
with
when
the
swallows
make their
nest
of motion,
they
feel
nothing,
soft
and
sad,
upright
down
the
road,
an
herb
that
makes
the
dogs
catch
lofty,
sad,
and
upright
down
the
road,
is
in heaven,
his
mouth,
like
nature.
It
enters
a house
secretly
full of
serpents,
mustard
seed, and
rejoices
in
light.
It
suffers
not
a devil
in
the
house,
they
say,
of
asphodel. Inside the house of the voices and the dreaming birds, swallow, dove, and sparrow, they say, are friends and close allies.
Inside
the
house
makes
of
the
best
and loudest
drumhead,
ash
and
cream
is
of the heart
messages.
I will declare,
therefore,
swallow
eyes
and
philosophers
say,
our
friends,
a man
with
allies
on
her
windowsill.
Skin
makes
the
best and
loudest
drumhead,
copper
is
best
for
messages.
Strong,
flowers
shell
is old
head,
deceives
her.
Mirror
very
clean.
On
her
windowsill,
a
homesick
angel
writes
a
message.
Trees
and
smoke
go
walking.
Flowers,
shells,
old
heavy
keys, a
mirror,
very
clean,
a
triptych,
father,
boy,
and
animal.
The eye of a sleeping man, the cunning of the stars. Whatever is said of the day, they say of her. Every hour of the night, the earth is listening. There are birds inside the radio. And tiny spirits and
objects
stand behind
us.
They feel nothing
of
houses, nothing
of
demolition.
Softy,
sad,
stand
behind
us.
Down the road,
scatters
and
death
like nature,
it
enters secretly
into
demolition
and
lightness.
Inside
the house
of
everything
scatters
into
the
moving
and
swallow dove
and
sparrow, they say, are friends and close allies.
And
into
the
father's
skin
makes
the
best and loudest
drumhead.
Copper is
best
for a messenger.
Into
the
mother
eye sometimes to see
her.
On her windowsill, a homesick angel writes a message. Trees and smoke go walking. Flowers, shells, old heavy keys, a mirror, very clean, a triptych, father, boy, and animal. Sleeping objects stand behind us. Death of houses, demolition of persons, everything scatters into the moving and searching breezes and into the father, the wind, and into the mother, the wind.
You just heard Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros, broadcast by New American Radio.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.